AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. On the campaign trail, Kamala Harris will be in Georgia for an appearance with former President Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen. Donald Trump will be in Arizona and Nevada. Abortion rights are weighing heavily on women voters in North Carolina. Bree Eldridge says being pro-choice goes too far.
If you make the choice to engage in activity that will result in a pregnancy, then you must deal with the consequences. To me, having abortion shouldn't be a solution to that.
Liz Gruesome Haycraft is a tattoo artist in North Carolina, worried about the future.
I'm afraid that I'll have a daughter in this world, and I'm afraid that she won't be treated as a person.
The editorial director of the Los Angeles Times has resigned.
That's according to an interview Mariel Garza gave to the Columbia Journalism Review. Garza says she resigned because the LA Times' owner blocked the editorial board's plans to endorse Kamala Harris for president. A social media post from LA Times owner Patrick Soon Xiong says the board was asked to do a factual analysis of the policies of Harris and Donald Trump, but chose to remain silent. An LA Times spokesperson did not immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says more money will be sent to Palestinians.
An additional $135 million in humanitarian assistance, water, sanitation, maternal health for Palestinians in Gaza, in the West Bank, as well as in the region.
Palestinians say an Israeli strike on a school where displaced people were sheltering in Gaza killed at least 17 people, nearly all women and children. France's foreign minister says an international conference for Lebanon raised $1 billion in pledges for humanitarian and military aid. Trash carried by a North Korean balloon fell on the presidential compound in South Korea for a second time. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sittel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are holding steadier on Wall Street with help from a surge in Tesla. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% in the first hour of trading Thursday. The index is on track to break its first three-day losing streak since early September. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.4%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 101 points. That's about 0.2%. Tesla jumped after reporting a better profit for the latest quarter than analysts had expected. The electric vehicle maker's stock soared 16.6%. UPS rose 4.6% after also reporting better than expected results. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.22%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The parent company of WWE and UFC is buying professional bull riders On Location and IMG. The deal is worth more than $3 billion. On Location is a live event company for more than 1,200 sporting events. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.